AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The massive smokehouse fire in Texas has killed two people and left behind a lot of scorched land. The fire is only about 5% contained. In Stinnett, Texas, Danny Phillips is feeling helpless.
We come back out here and they're fine letting people in. And it was already dark at the time and it just looked apocalyptic. Yeah. I mean, I've been in combat and this looked just like it. It was pretty awful.
Phillips' one-story home is still standing in Texas, but several of his neighbors weren't so fortunate. In California and Nevada, snowfall this weekend will be counted in feet. The higher elevations in the Sierra Nevada could get up to 10 feet of snow. Matt Scheiba is at the National Weather Service in Reno.
With this storm, we are seeing some very strong winds gusting up to 70 miles per hour in some lower elevations and up to well over 100 miles per hour in the higher elevations.
The California Highway Patrol imposed travel restrictions on a long stretch of Interstate 80 between Reno and Sacramento, requiring drivers to put chains on their tires. In Moscow, people were chanting his name. There was a heavy police presence for the funeral for Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Although riot police set up barricades at both the church and the cemetery, no detentions were reported. The service followed a battle with authorities over the release of Navalny's body. Several Moscow churches refused to hold the funeral. The federal judge overseeing the classified documents prosecution of Donald Trump in Florida is expected to set a trial date. Pope Francis, who's been suffering from the flu, asked an aide to read out his prepared speech at a conference at the Vatican, saying he has not yet fully recovered from his latest ailment. A man who shot and killed a woman after the SUV she was riding in mistakenly drove into his rural driveway in upstate New York was sentenced to 25 years to life in prison. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Tutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street is drifting near its record highs in mixed trading for U.S. stocks. The S&P 500 was 0.2% higher in the first hour of trading Friday. The benchmark index set an all-time high a day earlier. The Dow slipped 28 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite was up 0.4%, edging below the all-time high it set a day earlier. New York Community Bank Corp plunged after the bank replaced its longtime CEO and said it wouldn't be able to file its annual report on time. The bank, which swallowed up the failing Signature Bank last year, said it found serious weaknesses in its internal controls. Treasury yields fell in the bond market after a report showed that manufacturing cooled in February for a 16th straight month. Seth Sutel, New York.
New York's tradition of piling garbage bags on the sidewalk for pickup is no more. Starting today, all 200,000 businesses in the Big Apple are required to put out their bags of trash in garbage bins. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.